I am currently watching Aladdin on my VHS, and a couple things that I had noticed, okay, right in the beginning of the movie, once, you know, all the song and singing and everything's happening, which is awesome. It's one of the best freaking things about Aladdin and Disney movies across the board, in my opinion. When Aladdin gets to meet the old man, okay, just right before he goes in the Cave of Wonders, he wants the old man wants the magic lamp. And similarity of how that old man is saying, "I'll give you whatever you want," kind of in the spiritual essence of wonder, just like the wicked witch old woman was presenting something to Snow White. Now, once in the Cave of Wonders, okay, Aladdin says, "Apu, do not touch anything." But he walks on the magic carpet. Now, here's where this I thought was really cool, and it just dawned on me, is that the magic carpet, in a wonder of essence, is just like Peter Pan's shadow. Peter Pan's shadow followed him everywhere. The magic carpet would move when Apu would move. And it was with mainly Apu that Apu could have been a lost boy for all it saw. It's like, that reminds me of Peter Pan. Maybe there was something about Apu that just was a spiritual conscience with magic carpet. Now, on another fast forward here, once Apu and Aladdin are out of the Cave of Wonders, the scene goes to where Jasmine is upset and her father, the king, is trying to comfort her, okay? Right behind them, when they are sitting down and the king is trying to comfort Jasmine, you can see another carpet. It may not be magical, but it's the same color coordination design as magic carpet from the Cave of Wonders. Okay, I thought that was a beautiful tie together. Tassel tie? Right before Aladdin gets to the palace as Prince Ali, Jafar is trying to hypnotize under a spell to the king. But the spell is broken the moment that the king hears the pureness of the joy of the singing happen outside. There is true magic in Aladdin and Disney films, and I'm so, so happy that Disney exists.